Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
What will Stephen Kwan do in his sophomore season? Find out next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. Today is Saturday, March 11th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White. And let's take a look at Stephen Kwan, who last year hit .298 with only 6 home runs, but 89 runs scored, 19 steals, one of 6 players with more walks than strikeouts last season. Scott, what are your thoughts on Stephen Kwan entering his second year?
Very unique player, and one who I find myself drafting more often in points leagues than in categories leagues for obvious reasons. I mean, that's his better format. Among qualifying batters, only Luis Arraez had a lower strikeout rate than Stephen Kwan. So just by avoiding strikeouts, he makes up for a lot of his deficiencies in points leagues. By avoiding strikeouts, he also hits for a high average, and that's the main appeal in Roto. He's drafted in a range where that's not so easy of a category to fill. And, you know, he still goes a lot earlier than somebody like Arraez, but two things. One, he's outfield, which is a harder position to fill in that format, which is typically 5 outfield spots. And the other is, you know, he actually can make a pretty good contribution in steals. He had 19 last year, and it was backloaded. He had 14 in the second half. So he ran more as the season went on. He doesn't have electrifying speed, but 78th percentile last year, pretty good. And since he showed an inclination to run more in the second half, there's some hope that with the new rules, maybe he'll do even more of that. The big downside, the big detractor here with Stephen Kwan is power. So he hit only 6 home runs last year. His max exit velocity was 29th percentile. His average exit velocity was 3rd percentile. So this is not a guy who hits the ball hard enough to produce power in the current league environment. And I don't see that changing. So you just kind of have to take your lumps with that. It might be, you know, if you're the sort of person who took Kyle Schwarber early, let's say, then maybe Stephen Kwan is a reasonable choice to pair with him. It's not ideal because, you know, you're hoping for a big home run advantage by taking Schwarber. But if you don't get enough batting average otherwise, then maybe you do have to think about drafting somebody like Kwan as your third outfielder, preferably third outfielder than second. Yes. So that's where I stand with Kwan.
I think it's perfectly said, Scott. The other name that came up to me was Matt Olson. You know, if he hits around 250 and gives you 35-plus home runs, or if you just wind up with a bunch of power guys early, maybe Kyle Schwarber and Matt Olson on the same team, then I think in terms of roster construction, adding Stephen Kwan to that roster in a categories league makes a ton of sense. With the batting average and the steals, you mentioned what he did late in the year. His season construction was interesting. He was awesome in April, Stephen Kwan was. He was brutal in May. I was like, oh, I guess he's going to get sent back down. He made adjustments to his credit. From June 1st on, he hit .314 with a .380 on base percentage, 5 home runs, 7 steals, a .793 OPS. So for someone that doesn't hit for power to still post a .793 OPS, I think that's pretty impressive for Stephen Kwan.
Yeah, and it's worth pointing out the on-base skills there, which are... they're not amazing, like in terms of how often he walks, but it's a good enough walk rate that for as high of a batting average as he's going to produce, you know, a good chance he's able to deliver like a .380 OBP. And batting leadoff for Cleveland, there's a good chance he's a stud for runs scored too, breaking triple digits for that. He only had 89 last year, but I think triple digits is well within the realm of possibility for Kwan, and there's not that many players you can say that about. So he is a genuine standout in two of the five categories, batting average and runs. He's at least decent at stolen bases with the potential to be more, but he's just going to be dreadful in home runs and RBI.
The ADP for Stephen Kwan is 116.2. Would you rather have Kwan or Anthony Santander?
I'd rather have Kwan, all things being equal. Of course, if you're talking roto context, it kind of depends on categorical need, but all things being equal, I'll take Kwan.
How about Kwan versus Jake McCarthy?
Same thing. But I think generally I'd be more inclined to take McCarthy as the safer bet for stolen bases. Obviously, points leagues, different story. Kwan's a whole tier higher in points leagues.
Yeah, I think those guys are pretty close in terms of skill set. But better batting average from Kwan. Maybe a little bit more pop from McCarthy. I think I like Kwan, but that one is really close. We're going to wrap there. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we'll be back again next week. Bye-bye!
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. Men's National Team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life, while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.